Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing great wherever you might be across the fruited plain. Well, we have a lot happening today on the program. And can I just say, and those of you who were listening yesterday, after we left the air, I know some of you said, you know, we love old Starnes, but man, that was a weird show. It was, I mean, talking about Ilhan Omar and toasting testicles and so on and so forth. I just feel like I need to go to church and pray or something. Look, I hear you and I get it. As a matter of fact, a preacher friend of mine who listens to the show sent me a text. He said, "Dude, what the heck? Come on, what's going on?" Well, we've got an update to that story, and we're gonna get to that in just a little while. Also, we have some great guests coming your way today as well, including the director of a new film. Liberty University has one of the most incredible film programs in America. And they're raising up a generation of young filmmakers who are passionate about their craft. They're brilliant and very talented and incredible storytellers. And they have a new movie that is in theaters all over America that Liberty University produced called Mulligan. We're going to be talking to the director of that film a little bit later on here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. And we're going to have a link for you to get tickets. They debuted last night. It's tonight is the only other night. It's a Fathom event. And we're going to post links to it on our live show blog, so you'll be able to find that information there. Want to start out with a story that is a little concerning to me. And, you know, we talk a lot about people who are true supporters of President Trump. We talk about people who are not necessarily they're not sold out on people. They're sold out on ideas. And that's what we are on this program. I support President Trump because he stands up for things that I believe in. And he delivered on those promises. I remember back in 2016, during that election cycle, it was a crazy, crazy election cycle. There was a lot of chaos going on at Fox News, on the TV side. There were a lot of distractions out there. And I remember at the time, looking at the lineup, I was a Rick Perry guy. I think he's such a good and decent man. He did a great job, a terrific job as governor. And honestly, I thought he would have made a great president. I still think Rick Perry would make a great president. But as we all know, he had big problems in the debate, and it was just not his time. And I believe Mike Huckabee was in the race still at that point, and I became I'm always a Huckabee fan. But Huckabee, he got my support, then Huckabee dropped out, and at the end of the day, it was Ted Cruz, and some of you may be wondering, you Trump supporters, some of you may have been in the same boat that I was in back then, during that time period. President Trump at that time, Donald Trump, the candidate, was he was talking the talk, but there was no walk there because he was not a politician. He didn't have a record to run on. And for those of us in the, you know, the politicos out there, you know, and I know that there's a difference between talking and walking. And if you are a Republican, you know all too well what that's about. And so that was one of the, Trump was saying all the right things, and it just, I just didn't know. I knew Ted Cruz, and I thought, you know what, I'm willing to give Ted a shot here. And at the end of the day, when Trump became the nominee, I hopped on board that train. And I tell that to you because I don't want you to ever think, oh, Starnes has always been on the Trump train. It's not. No, I have not been. But I converted early on. And so I don't want you to ever get the wrong impression. That's who I am. It's part of my DNA. I wanted to see. So even after he became the nominee, I remember I was invited to a gathering. It was a small gathering in New York City at one of the hotels. And candidate Trump was there. And he basically had a heart-to-heart talk with a bunch of these people of the religious, of evangelical beliefs. A lot of preachers, a lot of people that you see on TV were there in that room. And he laid it all out. And I thought that was the day that I knew that he was going to be a man of his word. I just believed him. There was something in his tone and tenor and the fact that he would actually take the time out of a very busy election cycle to come out and sit down with Christians. He didn't have to do that. I can tell you Mitt Romney never did that. I can tell you John McCain certainly did not do that. They always sent underlings, but Donald Trump went himself, and that said something to me. That said something about who Donald Trump was and is. And so he had my support from that day. Now, here we are, and I don't know if, I mean, I think he's going to run in 2024. I believe he is, but there are, you know, he hasn't come out there and said it. And so until the man says it, we just have to wait and see. But there are a lot of people that have jumped on the bandwagon since those days. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying it's a fact. So you have a lot of politicians and a lot of Republican politicians out there who are cold and calculating. And there is still a great big swamp in Washington and in politics in general. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, to give you a brief example, we have a county commissioner, a Republican. Her name is Brandon Morrison, and she's a Republican. There's an R behind that name. She's got a bunch of establishment Republicans that are supporting her reelection bid. But you know who's not supporting her? All of the other Republican county commissioners on the commission. And why is that? Because she sided with the Democrats on a lot of the key issues of the day, including the business shutdowns and a lot of things surrounding the China virus. So there's a guy who is a rock solid young conservative. He's a military veteran. He's a businessman. He's a young, married, got kids. Name is Jordan Carpenter, and he's going up against the establishment Republican, who's really a Democrat. I mean, and when you look at the lady's record, and she's a very nice person. You would love to go out and have a glass of iced tea, and I don't eat quinoa or whatever the rich people in Memphis eat. You would get along with someone like that, no doubt about it. But the politics are the problem I have. And we've got a lot of that going on nationwide. You folks in North Carolina know something about that. You folks in Georgia are dealing with that right now. And unfortunately, whoever is giving President Trump advice and counsel on the endorsements in some of these races is really not doing the president any favors. And that brings me to J.D. Vance in Ohio. He is the New York Times bestselling author of Hillbilly Elegy. And this guy from day one, J.D. Vance, he is in a fierce, fierce Republican primary battle in Ohio for the U.S. Senate race. Jim Jordan is not a J.D. Vance supporter. And quite frankly, that's all I needed to know. because if Jim Jordan is not your friend, then I don't want to be your friend. From a political standpoint, I want to be everybody's friend. We like everybody here on the Todd Stern Show. So J.D. Vance is out there, and during the Trump years, he was attacking the president. He was an avowed never-Trumper, and he called you MAGA supporters a bunch of racists. So it was kind of interesting to see his transformation now to the MAGA world, where he has become a darling of the MAGA world, and he received President Trump's endorsement in the Senate race. And there is some belief that that is going to raise him to the top of the pile, and he's going to be able to win the Senate primary for the Republicans. Well, yesterday, there was a bit of an issue involving Mr. Vance. Back in 2016, he wrote a text message to his friend and former roommate in law school. And this former roommate released the text message. And it's pretty ugly. In this text message, J.D. Vance compares President Trump to Hitler and wonders if, in fact, Donald Trump is going to be the American Hitler. It's a pretty ugly thing. And again, this is back in 2016. Now, the text message, and by the way, you folks in Georgia, there is a Georgia connection to all of this. So Josh McLaren attended Yale Law School with J.D., and he has served in the Georgia House of Representatives since 2019. He's a Democrat. And he posted a screenshot of the conversation between himself and J.D. Vance. Now, can I just say something about Josh McLaren? What a sleazy man. I mean, who does that? Quite frankly, that's the kind of behavior where J.D. Vance ought to fly down to Atlanta, find out wherever Josh McLaren is, invite him outside on the front lawn, and punch him in the bridge of the nose. Settle it like men. And by the way, you can settle something like that, and that's how you handle that if you're a man. You don't go tanning your testicles. I'll get to that story in just a minute. So the text message, they're talking about Republican politics. And here's what J.D. Vance wrote. I'm not surprised by Trump's rise. And I think the entire party has only itself to blame. We are, whether we like it or not, the party of lower income, lower educated white people. And I have been saying for a long time that we need to offer those people something. And hell, maybe even expand our appeal to working class black people in the process. And then he goes on to suggest that that Trump was the American Hitler. I'll get to that in just a moment. Vance once called himself a never Trump guy, referred to Trump as an idiot. In 2021, during an interview with Time magazine, Vance explained how he came around to Trump. I sort of got Trump's issues from the beginning. I just thought this guy was not serious. Vance says, Trump is the leader of the movement, and if I actually care about these people and the things I say I care about, I need to just suck it up and support him. Is that good enough for you folks? Ohio voters, is that good enough for you? So, based on what he's told Time magazine, that doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement and an embracement of the Trump issues. So I'm just kind of curious if you are buying what J.D. Vance is selling. Now, clearly, President Trump is the bigger man. He's certainly a bigger man than I am, because if somebody called me Hitler, I don't think I could endorse that person for dog catcher. He goes on to say, and I want to finish reading this, I've been saying for a long time that we need something to offer those people. You know, that just gets me, those people. You know what, pal? You were once one of those people before you wrote a New York Times bestselling book. Get a little bit too big for the britches, Mr. Vance. And hell, maybe even we expand our appeal to working class black people in the process, or a demagogue would. We are now at that point. Trump is the fruit of the party's collective neglect. I go back and forth between thinking Trump is a cynical blank hole like Nixon, who wouldn't be that bad and might even prove useful, or that he's America's Hitler. How's that for discouraging? So I'm just curious. Do you believe that J.D. Vance has had some sort of a political conversion experience? Would you support somebody like that? Because there are lots of J.D. Vances running for political office all over America. And I think it's only fair that we address these. Look, he may have had a come-to-Jesus moment. But when you go out there and you call Donald Trump an American Hitler, when you go out there and you belittle the Make America Great Again supporters, I think, and then all of a sudden you decide you are one, I think that the American people, and especially the conservative voters of Ohio, need to understand the conversion process. How did you go from thinking Trump is American Hitler to standing alongside him and embracing and accepting his endorsement? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. We've got a great show for you today, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hi there, Todd Starnes here, and I want you to look around, folks. The bad guys have gained way too much ground. Now more than ever, we need to take a stand for the America we love and for the values we share. My friends at AMAC can help you do just that. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They're standing up for you and for the future of America. AMAC is the conservative voice for mature Americans, and they stand up for the causes that all freedom-loving Americans share. By joining AMAC, you'll combine efforts with over 2.3 million members who share your values, and you'll get exclusive benefits like discounts on travel, cell phone plans, and much more. Go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew today. I'm a proud member, and for just $16 a year, you can be one too. It's time to protect faith, family, and freedom. Join AMAC today by going to amac.us/starnes and take a stand for America. All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. We're following a weird story that's coming from the pages of the Washington Post. So there is, you've heard me quite a number of times speaking on this program about and referencing the Libs of TikTok, which is a great Twitter feed. And the person behind Libs of TikTok, who I happen to know, by the way, and this individual, she's asked that her name not be used. And I agreed not to do that. We're not going to share anybody's name. And the reason why is she doesn't want to be, you know, targeted by the left. I mean, nobody wants that to happen. And she is, and all she does, this is fascinating, and it's a brilliant strategy. She has been suspended by Twitter for quite a number of times simply for sharing these videos of all of the woke, non-binary, gender-neutral, transgender teachers and all this other kind of crap going on in the school system. So there's a reporter named Taylor Lorenz. And she is a tech reporter at the Washington Post. She is looks to be like a Generation Z-er, fairly young, and she is, she's evil. This person is flat out evil. She gets paid to go out there and hunt down and attack these conservatives who are on social media. So just a few moments ago, the Washington Post published an amazing and disgusting expose on the person behind the Libs of TikTok Twitter feed. They name this person. They point out that she's Jewish. And by the way, what does that have to do with anything? And they actually went after the woman's family. They went and they were knocking on the doors of family members trying to get dirt on the person behind the Libs of TikTok page. We're going to go and do a deep dive on this right after the bottom of the hour news break coming up. But here's my question to you, and especially those of you who might be active on social media. Does it bother you? Are you turned off? Are you turned away from engaging on social media because of threats like this? Or does it embolden you? Honestly, I would, you know, I'd say bring it on, baby. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Grace Baker. Are you dancing? Are you doing disco in the studio?
Just doing a little boogie.
I was expecting a disco ball to drop from the ceiling.
Listen, one of my missions in life is when you're coming back from break to do something really bizarre to see if you notice and bust out laughing. Half the time you don't even look up and see what I'm doing.
Grace Baker, I am a broadcast professional. I observe everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
You have eyes in the back of your head, right?
Yes, I do.
Noted.
So I see it all.
Oh.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us here on the Todd Stearns Radio Program. So I need to set up this Libs of TikTok story. I want to explain what's happening at the Washington Post. If you follow me on Twitter, you will see you've got to go to my Twitter feed and I've got a link to Taylor Lawrence. She's the tech reporter at the Washington Post. She is, quite frankly, a very bad human being, just an evil person. So years ago, yours truly was a print journalist, and I was assigned to cover a Klan rally in, I think it was somewhere in Alabama. And, of course, as a someone who grew up in the Deep South, you just don't want to cover a Klan rally. It is those folks really, they're, you know, when you're a young person, you're sort of terrified of the Klan.
Did you lose a bet or something and have to cover that?
No. You know what? I realized I was the expendable person on the staff. Oof. Let's send the youngest journalist on staff. So they had arranged, you know, we were doing this series, and the series was at the time how members of the Klan were actually members of the local community. I mean, it was not like, you know, rednecks down on the farm. We're talking about business leaders and doctors and the whole nine yards. So anyway, I'm down there doing the story, and it was crazy. I remember a couple of days after the story came out, I went home, and I lived in a little apartment, and it was a second-floor apartment, and had a little balcony. And I went home, and I noticed when I walked out of the balcony later after eating dinner or whatever, and I walked out to sit down and enjoy it was springtime. I remember that it was springtime. And I sat down and looked, and there was a potted plant. At the time, I had a potted plant. And tucked underneath that potted plant was a business card. And I thought, well, that's weird. How did that get there? So I pulled the business card out, and it was from the Klan. It said, "This is just a courtesy call from your friendly neighborhood Klan," or something to that effect. And I'm just being as blunt as I can be here, folks. That scared the holy living you-know-what out of me. Because I'm sitting there going, how did they get that card underneath the potted plant on my patio without going into my apartment and putting it there? So a couple of years later, I was assigned yet another story on the Klan. And you know what I immediately thought about? I immediately thought about that potted plant. And I realized that that one move, just sliding that card under the plant, it intimidated me. I had no idea at the time that it intimidated me, but it did. As you're writing, you know, I was working on the story, and you wonder, okay, wait a second, it's a calling card this time. Who's to say next they won't be burning a cross in the potted plant on my patio? And I remember that story as I was reading what the Washington Post is doing to conservatives on social media. And I realized that the Washington Post, they are using the same tactics the KKK used on other people throughout their history. They want to bully you. They want to intimidate you. They want to terrify you. And that's exactly what these godless, evil people at the Washington Post are doing. Now, Taylor Lawrence has been notorious. She's been doing this for a long time, and she is a nasty piece of work, that one. She would fit right on the, what's that TV show, The View, with the squawking magpies. And anyway, some people over the past month or so, finally people have said, you know what, we're tired of this. We're tired of this female reporter from the Washington Post bullying us. And so Taylor Lawrence, as do most bullies, you know, she's out there doxing people, doxing kids. Anybody who's a conservative, they go after at the Washington Post. And they're just all big and bad and strutting. She's strutting her stuff. And then all of a sudden, she gets a taste of her own medicine. And all of a sudden, she becomes the victim.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. You're
it's
fine.
Overwhelming. It's really hard.
Cry me a river, baby. Cry me a river.
Oh, woe is me. I just feel so horrible. All I did was ruin people's lives. And now they want to ruin mine.
Darling, if you can't stand the heat, you better get out the kitchen. That's what we say here in Tennessee. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. So we're going to go through this story, and I'm not going to name this woman, but she is 49 years old. And I'm sorry. Wait a second. Taylor Lawrence is 49 years old? No way. Grace, I want you to Google Taylor Lawrence and find out how old she is. She can't be 49 years old. So I want to get into this story. And we're going to take you through this because this is important. How old is she, Grace?
37.
Whoa, 37? Wait a second. That's a 37-year-old woman?
Yep.
Oh, I'm not aging very well.
That's horrible. She it sounds is. Like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. You know, this is the problem with journalism schools across America. Never seen anything like it. So here we go. This is the headline from the Washington Post. Meet the woman behind libs of TikTok secretly fueling the rights outrage machine. And they're accusing her of spreading LGBTQ+ hate. That is a lie. All she's been doing is sharing their videos. How is that a hate crime? She's sharing the videos. The anonymous account's impact is deep and far-reaching, its contents amplified by high-profile media figures, like yours truly, with influence spreading far beyond its more than 648,000 Twitter followers. Libs of TikTok has become an agenda setter in right-wing online discourse. You know what this is? This is jealousy.
Who does she think she is? I'm an educated journalist from the Washington Post, and nobody reads me. My God, Brian Stelter, the Dwarf King, has more readers than I do.
Oh, it's very sad. Can you imagine being married to someone like that, guys? Jeez, Aloo. Grace, is she single? Can we do some research, Grace?
I can't imagine. Hit I bet. Wikipedia. What do you want to bet she's been divorced once?
Oh, all right. At least once.
Let's see.
All right. I'm you're working
it,
on that.
I'm going to look
all
it up right, and report
just
back.
Jump back in when you get the info. The account has been promoted by podcast host Joe Rogan. It's been featured in the New York Post, The Federalist, The Post Millennial, and a slew of other right-wing news sites. I'm offended that she did not mention ToddStarnes.com, which, by the way, happens to be one of the largest conservative websites in America. The online influencer Glenn Greenwald has amplified it to his 1.8 million Twitter followers. Last Thursday, the woman behind the account appeared anonymously on Tucker Carlson's show to complain about being temporarily suspended for violating Twitter's community guidelines. And so anyway, they go on and on and on, and then Taylor Lawrence drops the bombshell. She names the person. They say this person has been working as a real estate salesperson in Brooklyn. In early 2020 of November, she created the account that would become known as Libs of TikTok. She goes on to say that the Libs of TikTok founder traveled to Washington, D.C. to support President Trump at the Stop the Steal rally. She also tweeted play-by-play accounts of the violence on the ground. By the way, this woman... They're trying to allege that she's one of these, I don't know, white supremacists who stormed the Capitol or something.
That's ridiculous. But also, I discovered Taylor Lorenz has been engaged since January 2015 and hasn't tied the knot yet.
Wait, what?
That's what. I looked on multiple places now. So she has been engaged to a technology columnist at the Wall Street Journal since 2014.
For 7 years? A seven-year engagement?
Unless they had a secret, you know... wedding and all that stuff. Yeah, there's nothing public about it.
Well, all I can say, well,
you might be having second thoughts.
I don't blame the guy or gal. Do we know? I didn't ask.
It's
pronouns.
A guy, I presume, okay. But you never know.
You can't presume, Grace. That's that's not for us to. We don't judge. We don't want to offend. That's our new slogan, Grace. We don't judge, but we do offend. She was attacked. So the Post goes after Libs of TikTok for promoting the recall effort against Gavin Newsom, for supporting Ron DeSantis. Oh, here's how Taylor Renz wrote this.
She also began posting about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, calling him actually brilliant.
I like her even more now. So anyway, did you know that there's a parody account called Houseplant POTUS? I didn't know that. That's offensive to ferns. That's all I can say. So here we go. This is where it gets ugly. Now we're learning that the Libs of TikTok founder is proudly Orthodox Jewish. And there you go. This is the writing of an anti-Semite right here, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, we're getting word now that the Washington Post dispatched reporters to the family members, to the homes of family members of Libs of TikTok. So once they got her identity, they started tracking down her family members. This is disgusting. And they go through this whole, this is like an expose, like Watergate. I mean, it's thousands of words. Now, I want to say something here. You should be disgusted by this, but you should not be you should not be intimidated. And they may write a story about you, but it's okay because we're going to be here to defend you. They've said everything under the book about me, and we just keep on going. You can't let this stuff bother you. This is what Rush Limbaugh talked about, the drive-by media. These are very bad human beings. These are, everybody has a soul, but these are soulless people. You know what I'm talking about. They I don't think they know right from wrong. I don't think they were taught right from wrong. But I say, God bless the libs of TikTok lady. And honestly, I hope she uses her real name. And, if you're going to be out there, I say, you know what? Just throw your name out there. It's going to come out anyway. Just put your name out there. Stand proud. There are going to be people that stand alongside of you. But the whole point of this is to destroy the person who created libs of TikTok. And you want to know why? Because they were facilitating change in America. That's why they came after us. But I suspect libs of TikTok, she's going to stand her ground. We're going to stand our ground. And you've got to stand your ground. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Do you stand with libs of TikTok? We'll be right back, America.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. People, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Let's go right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Phil in Georgia. WDUN. Phil, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Phil.
I'm 74, graduated twice with a healthcare degree, and it was not psychology or sociology. No need to go into all that. I was in direct patient care at the VA. I've been around, worked in psychiatric hospital for 4 years. I worked in general medicine and surgery hospital for 28 years. Was in the military for 2 years as a captain, okay? I just would like to see you up your game. I'm a Christian. I'm not very, I don't go to church that often. I used to go all the time. But everything's about money and one thing that struck a chord with me the other day, I was watching a good movie, had to do with Eleanor Roosevelt's comments. Great minds talk about ideas. Average minds talk about events, and small minds talk about people. I think your quality of your show needs to be raised a little bit more. I don't want to say a snooty or a highbrow kind of thing, but
Phil, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Give me an example. You think I'm boring. That's what you told Grace Baker.
Yeah, sort of. I'm not a talk show person. I was, like I said, was in healthcare. I dealt with veterans day in and day out. And it seems like there ought to be a new tack for somebody to take in their programming. I don't know how I'm just expressing my opinion. She took me by surprise to be on your show, and I love you and the rest of the people that are in the conservative movement or whatever you call it. And like I say, I'm 74, and I don't know how you could improve your show. You probably are doing well, and I'm glad to hear.
All right, Phil. Well, thanks for calling in. Grace Baker. Phil says we're boring. Are we boring?
I didn't think I was boring. I can't speak for you.
Yeah, I'm not picking up that vibe. I am not picking up that vibe at all.
I don't think boring describes us one bit. You could use a lot of other adjectives like weird. Sure, I'll give you that. Quirky? Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Boring?
Quirky.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we're boring. Ladies and gentlemen of the Todd Stearns radio program audience, I mean, Phil seemed like, you know what, he was trying to build us up. He was like, I've done this, I've done that, and then I did this, but I'm not here to talk about that. But he actually did talk about it. So I don't want to, and then I thought he was going to like psychoanalyze us or something. So Phil from Georgia says we're boring.
I'd say Phil is a little boring.
What? No, don't go after Phil.
No, he's nice. But like you said, he was building it up.
All right. 844-747-8868. I don't know. Maybe. What are we supposed to do? Bam. I don't know. Wow. But now we're exciting. I don't know. 844-747-8868. Hey, we've got some great audio to play from onboard some jetliners. You're going to want to check this out. Stick around, everybody. The exciting Todd Stearns Radio Show coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd, you have better things to do than to criticize a conservative radio, talk, and television personality like Tucker Carlson for what he covers. You said, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Yes, you are wrong in this case. Please stop or lose a lot of your listenership. You got other things and better things to talk about. You are doing exactly what the left has wanted you to do, to turn against fellow conservatives. I'm really infuriated by what you said tonight. I normally like to listen to you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. What is this, Grace Baker? What's going on?
At least he was kind of polite.
Is this the Bash Stearns show?
I know. I'm like, is it opposite day or something?
He was not polite. He was pretty direct. He's furious.
He said thank you at the end. So, that's why I said that.
So you may be wondering, what's going on here? Why is this guy all upset with Stearns? And so it had to do yesterday. Grace, we were talking about Tucker Carlson's segment on testicle tanning,
mm-hmm.
where he did this big, huge documentary on the demise of manhood.
Yes.
And I do not disagree with that. I believe that men are in danger, but I don't believe it's because we have pasty white private parts. I think that there's another reason, but Tucker Carlson believes that one of the reasons we don't, that men are not men is because they're not tanning themselves. And here you can hear, I'm just going to let Tucker explain it.
If you want to optimize and take it to another level, expose yourself to red light therapy.
Yes.
And the Juve that we were using in the documentary, there's a massive amount
of testicle tanning.
It's testicle tanning, but it's also full body red light therapy, uh-huh. which has massive amount of benefits. And there's so much data out there that isn't being picked up on or covered.
So obviously half the viewers right now are like, what? That's testicle tanning? That's crazy. But my view is, okay, testosterone levels like crash and nobody says anything about it. That's crazy. So why is it crazy to seek solutions?
It's not crazy to seek solutions. And I think I was recently exposed to a term called bromeopathy. And I think there's a lot of people out there right now that don't trust the mainstream information.
So the caller is very upset. How dare I, Todd Stearns, your affable and exciting host, How dare Todd Starnes criticize Tucker Carlson? Look, I'm not criticizing Tucker. I'm just pointing out that if you're complaining about Disney's lack of family, pro-family programming, and you're going to turn around and you're going to talk about testicle tanning, that sounds hypocritical to me. And for that matter, why would a conservative news channel, and this is a genuine question here, and maybe the caller's right. Maybe I'm out of the mainstream, and maybe, just maybe, all of the Fox News viewers enjoy tanning their private parts. And you know what? If that's, you know, it's America, God bless America. Somebody gave their life on a battlefield so that you could tan yourself down there where the sun don't shine, which is why you got to tan. just got a text. This is terrible. Sounds like a bad place for sunburn. That would be difficult. And poison ivy, and riding bicycles. I've got a problem with conservatives who in San Francisco, they do the annual bicycle ride buck naked. And that's got to be tough. I mean, you don't want anything getting caught in the spokes. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's terrible. So So Grace, I just don't understand. Our previous caller, Phil from Georgia, says, Starnes, you're boring. We're talking about tanning private parts.
You can't get much more interesting
What's
than that.
Going on
it's not here. Boring. Like I said, weird, yes. Boring, no.
You know, let's go to Donovan in Georgia. All right, Donovan, welcome to the program.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Todd, and Grace Baker, okay? But I'm totally against that last caller. Being from Georgia, we like good humor, and you are the top of the line, buddy.
Well,
you make me laugh so much, I have to stop my truck sometimes. I'm serious.
I love to hear that. Now that's all right.
I mean, I love your little. I love that little girl in you. You know, because I got it in me in college, and I had fun with it, and it brought back memories. And I had a blast, and you do it better than me. So.
Thank you. I'm sorry, little girl, where? What?
No, I'm talking about.
I'm a good church going Baptist, Donovan.
Yes, you are. God bless you, sir. I don't mean anything like. But I believe I hadn't laughed so hard in years since I've been listening to you guys, and just keep up the good work. I know you got to talk something more serious than what I'm talking about, but I don't like nobody talking about. My buddy, and you definitely my buddy, okay? And so is Miss Baker, and God bless you guys and your staff.
Well, that's God bless you, Donovan. All right, now be good there and be safe out there on the roads. Oh my goodness, you never know. It's a mile a minute around this place. So, all right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Let's go down to New Orleans, Miss Janice. Miss Janice, I know you don't like to hang around boring people, so.
Well, I tell you something. I listen to a lot of radio. For years now, I've been listening to various people on the radio. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh and everything. And I think I would know boring if I was hearing it. And if it was boring, I most probably wouldn't listen to it. There are some people that I don't listen to. Some people, Michael Savage, I didn't care for him. And there's some people that I don't listen to. But, I mean, I like your show. You come on. And you talk about what's happening in the country. And, I mean, I find it informative, you know? I really do. I like your website, and I like your show. And, mister, all I can say to you, with all due respect, you know, if you like Todd, listen to him. If you don't like him, you have a dial on your radio. Turn it off.
Well, actually, we'd like him to keep that dial put, Miss Janice. You know, we got ratings to think about. So,
I understand that. But, I mean, you don't call somebody's show and tell them, you know, you're boring or you need to improve your show and all this kind of stuff. You know, it just, you know, I don't know. I just like you. You
Miss
know
Janice,
I do, and I like your show.
I've got a great Michael Savage story to share. I can't share this particular story on the radio, but when I come to New Orleans, and I'm coming to New Orleans, you and I are going to have a meal together, and I'm going to tell you my Michael Savage story.
Well, I tell you, I think we'd have to wait till COVID's over for that, because I'm not going out to eat. I'm not going anywhere right now.
All right.
And if I did, I'd be wearing my mask.
You know what, Miss Janice? It's America, and you can wear the mask if you want to wear the mask.
Todd, the reason they wanted people to wear them and trying to make people to wear them is because people were not doing the right thing, and COVID was spreading. And I have a little secret for you. COVID's not gone, so take care of yourself.
All right.
And all the listeners, do the right thing by yourselves and your families, your loved ones and coworkers, please. I'm not trying to be nasty or funny here. I'm very serious. I don't want anyone to get sick with COVID.
My neighbor
had it. It's not nice.
Miss Janice, okay. We love you, and it's great hearing from you. You be good. All right, great. Great lady right there. She's been with us since the Fox News radio days. I mean, I don't want to say an old timer. She's a young timer. And by the way, July 6th, we celebrate 5 years on the radio together. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to do some fun stuff to celebrate and commemorate that day. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Have you been to the airport yet? We have a lot of video up on our website of when the pilots made the announcements and the people cheering and the flight attendants. And that's what got me, the flight attendants who were literally dancing. And we've got one lady here. This is a flight attendant who just broke out in song on board the airplane. Preach, having church right there on the airplane. People were walking the aisle. Maybe having communion in first class. It's amazing to see the reactions of people, and especially the flight attendants. Some of them were just moved to tears because they have been working and living in agony for 2 years. They didn't have to be, but they were made by their government to suffer. And folks, yesterday was a great day. A couple of observations about yesterday. First of all, I want to go back. All of this happened while we were actually on the air. So this story was breaking and I was giving you analysis. There are a couple of things that stood out yesterday. After the judge made her ruling, by the way, a Trump-appointed judge, federal judge, who clerked for Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. After the ruling came down, reporters in the White House press corps asked a very unusual question. They asked Little Red Lion Hood if President Biden would be following the ruling of the court. Now, let me say something about that. And not just one reporter asked that question. Many of the reporters asked a very similar question. Will the administration abide by the court's ruling? What a stupid, moronic question to ask. And this is the problem here. We've got a press corps that doesn't understand basic civics. They don't understand how the Constitution works. They don't understand that when a federal judge says you can't do something, you can't do it. You can appeal that ruling, but you have to abide by the ruling. And we literally have reporters in the White House press corps. And the only reason many of them are there is because they look beautiful on TV. Lord love them, they don't have a brain in their body. And it's unfortunate, but that's a reality of it. And I know because I worked up there and they didn't put me on TV. I didn't want to shave my legs. It's not a good look. But you've got these dumb as a rock reporters, and a lot of them are super young. Now, back in the day, back before TV, and that's a thing, Grace, it was back, you know, a long time ago before they had TV, they would have older reporters. And there was a reason for that, because you needed the context that age gives you. You've lived through history, you've lived through things, and you're able to analyze things and report on things much differently if you have life experience. But a lot of these kids, they were hired right out of journalism school because they're cheap. They don't cost a lot of money. The networks are trying to save cash, and their thinking is if they just get somebody who is drop dead gorgeous in front of the TV camera, then nobody's really going to care what they're saying. They're going to be looking at the person. Why do you think all of the just take the when you watch Fox News Channel, just take a look at how many of those anchor desks are glass. And why is that? So you can see the anchor's legs. Otherwise, you're spending a fortune in Windex. So there's the payoff is you've got more people. I'm just saying, and it's not just Fox. That's CNN, the most profane name in news. But let's be honest, if you're having a beauty pageant among all the conservative, or let me back up here. And Grace, you're going to try to keep me out of trouble here. But if you're going to have a beauty pageant with all of the cable channels, the cable news channels, you know that it's like when you have the Miss America pageant where the top 10, at least 7 of the top 10 are from the southern states.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's a reason for that,
here
right?
Here we go.
We just look good in Dixie. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm not disparaging, but, you know, it's like, when was the last time Miss Vermont won? And I mean nothing against that, but it's the home of Ben and Jerry's and Bernie Sanders.
Oh, jeez. I'm about to get some calls from, like, Maine or something.
So much in the same way. No, well, Maine's got beautiful women up there.
I know. That's why they're going to call.
But I will say, if you're having a beauty pageant, I would say the top 10 would all be from Fox News Channel. No, I take that back. There are about 5 or 6 from Newsmax.
Ah, I see the favoritism.
So I'm just saying, well, they do sponsor the program. No, beyond that, I mean, there's some very, very attractive people. What were we talking about?
I don't even know.
I don't
know. You
were
saying they didn't have any brains. They were just pretty.
So the reporter, back to the story of yesterday and the lifting of the airline mask mandates. So here's what I want you to understand, is that they had to do this. This is not some sort of a benevolent dictator. This is the Biden administration obeying, doing what the court said to do. So this has nothing to do with it, because you're going to hear that argument, and that'll be a campaign ad. Oh, God bless Joe Biden. He freed us on the airplanes. No, he did not. And they very well could appeal this. I don't think they're going to be that stupid, but they just might. But I want you to understand this, that this chapter of our long national nightmare may be over for now, but we have to be vigilant here, folks. And I don't want you to believe for a minute that Biden had anything to do with this. It was a federal judge appointed to the bench by President Donald John Trump. That's who liberated our great nation from Joe Biden's mask police. And do not forget that. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I will add one other person to our beauty pageant. That would be the Grace Baker, who would be, you know, Miss Awesome. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Little bad news for CNN, the most profane name in news.
Brian Negro Network.
Hey, Judge Joe Brown. Thank you, sir. Here's the headline from Mediaite. CNN reportedly suspending marketing dollars for CNN Plus, and they've also laid off their chief financial officer. They are hemorrhaging cash over there. According to Axios, CNN chief financial officer Brad Ferrer has replaced the current guy. No, has been fired. My apologies. Discovery merged with Warner Media, which owns CNN, earlier this month. So they've been looking at this CNN Plus, which is the Fox News has something called Fox Nation. I'm curious, any of you folks actually subscribe to Fox Nation? I'm curious to know about the content. So I subscribed back when I worked at Fox News Channel, and they wouldn't even give us free, you know, we had to pay for our own subscription. So the only reason I bought it was to watch my show. We had Starnes Country over there. And anyway, not many people were subscribers to the OTT platform, as they call it. So CNN, according to the Axios reporting, CNN has about 150,000 subscribers so far, But they don't say how many of those might be free or complimentary. And so I don't want you to read a lot into that. But it's far from what they were anticipating. I remember when Fox Nation rolled out, they were literally projecting more than a million subscribers by the first end of the first week. And that was 3 years ago or so. But I am curious to know if you subscribe to it. They've got Paula Deen now is on there and Nancy Grace. Whew. All right. There you go. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Tom Stern Show. I want to tell you about our good pals over at Patriot Mobile. They are mobilizing freedom all over the nation. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, folks, and they donate money to organizations that fight for causes we care about. I want to encourage you to check them out, patriotmobile.com/Todd. By the way, they've got a plan to fit any budget, and that's really important these days. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, or maybe you've just got a big family, you need a lot of lines, look, they've got even more discounts just for you. They make it super easy. All you have to do for information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now listen up. You've got to use my promo code. You're going to get a special discount and free Premier activation. That promo code, my first name, Todd. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Honored to have with us from the great state of North Carolina, Congressman Greg Murphy. Congressman, been a while. Hope you're doing good.
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon. Hope you're doing well.
Well, I am a lot to go through, and I think I'd like to start with the border crisis. We are hearing from law enforcement all over Texas. They're very concerned about what's about to happen. I want you to listen to this report.
We're asking them to reconsider, you know, lifting the Title 42.
Sheriff Eddie Guerra says he's been told by Border Patrol to have his officers on standby in case the ports of entry are overrun.
We're talking about, you know, the deputies dressed in their riot gear with their shields and their helmets and batons to keep the crowd at bay.
The Biden administration is facing bipartisan criticism of its immigration policy, with 1.7 million illegal border crossings last year, an all-time record.
I mean, Congressman, the idea that you've got local sheriff deputies and they're the last line of defense before our country's invaded.
Todd, this is one of the most disastrous decisions I think made in the history of the country. The most disastrous decision I think made by this president and in the history of the country was what happened in Afghanistan. But this is and I'm not trying to be inflammatory about this. I'm really trying to be objective about it. But this is a total dereliction of duty. The president of the United States is sworn to secure the safety and security of the members of the citizens of the United States. And he has totally, totally disregarded that duty. And now basically we will have an invasion. A invasion that he has allowed through our southern border, not only in people, but in drugs and human trafficking, in all those different venues. And, you know, again, I don't say this lightly. I don't say it lightly. But if there's ever been an impeachable offense of a total dereliction of duty, this is what you have it right in the middle of our face. And now hearing that both Democrats and Republicans agree on this issue, the Biden administration has no choice but to stand down. This insane policy of letting our border be overrun.
And Congressman, if we were talking about Ukrainian citizens standing on their border fighting off the Russians, well, this would be wall-to-wall international news coverage. But they're turning a blind eye. Everybody's turning a blind eye to what's happening here. And we're hearing that we're talking about populations the size of Atlanta, Georgia, coming across our border on at least a monthly basis. I don't know how we can sustain all of this.
But we can't. But they honestly don't care. I've never seen anything like this administration's total disregard for the law of law and order of this country, and for the beliefs that this country holds dear. Now, Secretary Mayorkas actually came before the border caucus a couple weeks ago, and I have to give him credit for coming. But he gave us no answers. Basically said, what is your end game? What is your end game? He could give us no answers. And on a personal note, Todd, I'm a physician. And when I was in our state legislature, I worked very, very hard on the opioid epidemic. And we did a great, great amount of work to curb prescribing of opioids. But what the Biden administration is now doing, it is allowing in unprecedented numbers the influx of Chinese-made illicit fentanyl coming across our border that is literally leading to the death of hundreds. Now we've had over 100,000 deaths in a 12-month period, never before in our history, leading to the deaths of Americans. And so every city now is a border city. And so, again, I think this is an impeachable offense because his policies are leading to the death and destruction of the American people.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Congressman Greg Murphy from North Carolina. Congressman, Fox News Channel is reporting that Congresswoman Cori Bush of Missouri spent over $70,000 in security just from January 1st to March 31st. Last year, she spent more than $233,000 for private security. All the while, she is out there calling for the defunding of police, and now you want to do something about that.
Yeah, Todd, you know, this is, again, the hypocrisy of the progressive left, that they honestly don't care about the people that they represent. They don't. She doesn't care. She wants to defund the police. And as there was another Fox article this morning talked about the rise 43% in African-American death and homicide during this period of defunding the police. And here she is screaming to defund the police. And what's she doing? She's using not only donor money, but taxpayer money to fund her own personal security. So what I did and what our group did is we put forth a resolution that any member of Congress or any official who pushes out that they should defund the police should not be able to use taxpayer money for their own security. It is just utterly wrong, and it is utterly selfish on her part.
Well, I'm all for that, and I think this should have happened a long time ago, and there have to be consequences. Fine, you're going to defund the police, no security for you. Get BLM right. Or Antifa to take care of you.
Yeah, precisely. And, you know, again, it's the own minority communities which have been disproportionately affected by this insane attack on law and order, and here she is representing them. I cannot comprehend the fact that people would reelect an individual like this.
And well, you know, I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and we broadcast our national show from here. We have a government that's been run by Democrats for generations now. And you've got a white district attorney. She's coming under fire, and they're basically accusing her of being a racist because most of the people that she's prosecuting for crimes are minorities. But what they don't point out is an overwhelming majority of the victims are minorities. So what they ought to be doing is thanking this district attorney for getting justice for these families of these horrific crimes. But they don't want to do that. They want to play the race card. They want to play politics. It's not about public safety with these folks.
Yeah, completely, Todd. You know, they don't care about the victims. They care about the criminals. They care about the criminals. They want to give more right to criminals than they want to do victims. And no, they're hurting their own communities. And as you know, Todd, everything has to be with the race card these days. If we actually concentrated on the things that helped America rather than concentrating on things that divide America, this is what the Democrats want to do. They want to divide, divide, divide. We're Americans first, whether you're African-American, Irish-American, or whatever. And I know we've had barnacles and bruises on our country's history. But instead of just trying to pull things together, they want to further divide us and incite inflammatory emotions across the nation. And it's leading to the destruction of this country from within.
Congressman, real quick, I'm curious, have you heard from any of your constituents who have been on airplanes within the past, I don't know, 15, 20 hours or so?
Not directly, but I know there's a a great sigh of relief and the tossing of masks off. And then we'll see who the folks are. And if you want to wear a mask, that's fine. That's up to you. But don't shove it down people's throats. And so I'm glad to see it, especially at this point during the pandemic. We're experiencing, you know, the lowest number of problems that we've had during the pandemic. And so why not give us our freedom back?
And for that matter, we need to always remember, especially on Election Day, what the Democrats did to this country and did to the American people. We can't let people forget that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Congressman, good hearing from you, sir, and appreciate the great words, and good luck on this legislation.
Thank you so much, Todd. God bless. Have a safe day.
Thank you. That's Congressman Greg Murphy, representing North Carolina's 3rd Congressional District.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Walter, our good friend from New Jersey, is going to drop by a little bit later on. Also, we're going to be speaking to the director of a great new movie coming from our friends at Liberty University called Mulligan. It's a one-night-only event, and it's a great family-friendly film. We'd love for you to go out and see it. We've got links to that movie over at toddstearns.com. And one other bit of news, we would love to have you join us. Next week, April 30th, we're hosting a major event here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's called the Culture Engagement Summit. And it features some of the top conservative thinkers in America. Our good friend Mark Meadows, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator Rick Scott, Pastor Robert Jeffress, and yours truly. We will be among the keynote speakers at the event. There are going to be 38 panelists leading workshops. You're just going to have a lot of fun. It's a one-day conference on how you can engage the culture and get engaged in taking back our nation from the godless heathen Democrats. I think that's a great idea. By the way, if you would like to attend, we're going to send you free of charge. All you have to do is go to our live show blog and click on the link and use our promo code SPRING2022, and you'll be able to attend free, and you get a free Chick-fil-A lunch. I mean, that's pretty decent, too. CitizensForAmericaFoundation.com, if you want to go to their website. That's CitizensForAmericaFoundation.com, and that's coming up next Saturday, April 30th. Grace Baker, are you a Burger King girl, a Wendy's girl, or a McDonald's girl?
You know, I feel like I'm going to get some hate for this, but I'm kind of a Wendy's gal.
Is that right? You like the square burgers.
No, see, here's the thing. I was about to correct myself. I like the chicken nuggets from Wendy's.
Oh,
I never get the burger.
What are you cheating on Chick-fil-A?
Oh, it's just a little different. They've got the drink machines that you can do whatever combo you want. That's one thing Chick-fil-A's got to get on board with.
All right. So that completely blew this conversation.
But are we talking burgers?
We are talking burgers.
Okay, McDonald's.
Really? Really?
Just the classic little, yeah.
See, I'm a Whataburger guy.
Ooh.
I love Whataburger.
Well, we don't have the luxury of having that around.
In-N-Out is good out in California.
I tried In-N-Out over in Arizona a few months ago for the first time. Wasn't bad.
Been to Freddy's?
Oh, yeah.
Freddy's Frozen Custard. They just opened up here in Memphis.
Yes. Their custard's delicious. I've never had their burgers.
I had my first, Wichita, Kansas is where I had my first Freddy's, and I thought, I'm going to move to this town.
It's so good.
I didn't know anything about it, but it's great.
So good.
And I'm sure others will give us their best burger joint. But this story comes from the Associated Press. Burger King is facing backlash, Grace Baker, from across the big pond. Tally-ho. The hamburger chain forced to apologize over a Holy Week advertising in Spain. The Burger King was promoting its new vegetarian hamburger. Well, there's the problem. They have a vegetarian burger.
Oh, gosh.
The billboard featured Jesus Christ at the Last Supper. This is not going well.
Oh, no.
King. According to the ad, it said it had Jesus quoted as saying, "Take all of you and eat it." 100% vegetarian, 100% flavor, as in, "This is my body." Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
This is not good. Not good, Bernie. And then the name of the sandwich is, apparently it's called the Big King Vegetable. So, king of the juices, yuck. I guess, the V8 juice.
Well, maybe Taylor Lorenz will like it from the Washington Post, because I heard she's vegan, so.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's why she's so grumpy.
That's the problem. The Catholics in Spain were not amused. And since,
I bet they weren't.
Since Spain's population is about 60% Catholic, oof. Wow, that's oof. Definitely not good. They were on the verge of having another crusade. Oof. They accused Burger King of mocking the Eucharist and the death of Christ. So Burger King apologized and removed the advertising campaign.
Yikes.
Burger King apologized to the Christians, to the Catholic Church in general. They did not apologize, I noticed, for actually selling vegetarian hamburgers.
That's the true sin.
It's basically a salad on a bun, right? I mean, what's the point?
If you're going to get a burger, get a burger.
Not sure I want a flame-broiled kumquat. I mean, that sounds disgusting.
I mean, I've had, like, fried eggplant. That's pretty good.
The best fried eggplant is at a place called Ronnie Grisanti's here in Memphis.
Ah, yes.
And you know why it's good? It's not, like, thick. It's nice and thin.
And that's the key, because otherwise it's, like, mushy.
It's mushy. We're at the Peabody, the Grand Hotel of the South. For Easter, yes. For Easter brunch.
Yes.
And it was great. But I'm telling you, the best thing on that buffet.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
Must have gotten lost in the mail.
That makes sense.
Well, no, you were with the family.
Yes, I was.
So we had. They
was at church.
I don't know. They had like 500 things on the buffet. It was massive buffet.
Too many choices.
The best station. They were frying up fried green tomatoes.
Ooh.
Right there on the spot.
Did they have biscuits, though?
They did have biscuits.
Oh,
I was
hallelujah.
Impressed. I was impressed. But the fried green tomatoes, and they had them at just the, you know, they dried them out. They did it right. Otherwise, they're going to get mushy.
Exactly.
So,
it's an
anyway.
Exact science.
So at Burger King, you can have it your way, just not that way
or
when you're
Lord's
talking
way.
About the way.
The Lord's way.
Verily, verily. Just eat meat, America. Just eat meat. Come on. All right, what are you going to do?
Not go to Burger King, which no. I already don't go to Burger King.
Unbelievable. By the way, folks, if you haven't already done so, we have some great opportunities for you over at the website, our free newsletter and podcast. And we have the reason we keep bringing this up is we're adding more stations and new listeners, and some folks pop in and out, and we want to make sure that you guys have access to all of our great resources free of charge. Also, we're very excited to be announcing a way that we're going to be helping Ukraine. And we're going to talk more about this on the program tomorrow. But there are some conservative students that are boots on the ground. These are just great kids, and they're fighting to save their country. And so we were trying to find out a way that we could support Ukraine. And I want you to go to our website, toddstearns.com, click on the store, and you will see our brand new Pray for Ukraine t-shirt. Again, Pray for Ukraine t-shirt, and all of the proceeds. So all of the proceeds will be going to help these young people. We're buying them walkie-talkies, satellite phones, and aid kits. And we're going to tell you more about this in the next hour and, of course, on tomorrow's program as well. But I would encourage you, go to toddstearns.com, click on the store, and you will find the Pray for Ukraine t-shirt. It's a great t-shirt, and the proceeds go to some great conservative kids over in Ukraine. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it.
Starnes.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. I'm Todd Starnes, your host. And before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, I wanted to to share something with you. A couple of weeks ago, our chief executive officer was invited along with a delegation of conservatives to Ukraine, or to Poland, rather. And they met with a lot of conservative young people across Eastern Europe, including in Ukraine. And through the course of those conversations, we've been working to figure out a way that we could support the cause and that we could raise a little money for the Ukrainian students. They're in need of very practical stuff, walkie-talkies, things of that nature, as they fight the Russians. And so we're working with U.S. Logo, and at cost, they're giving us all these T-shirts. And the whole point of this is to raise money, and you're going to have a great T-shirt with a great message, Pray for Ukraine. And we want you to go to our website, toddstearns.com, click on the store app at the very top of the page, and you'll be able to purchase some T-shirts. Don't get just one, but we get as many as you can. All of the proceeds, every single penny, will be going to the Ukrainian young people and this great organization over there. And we're going to be telling you more about that tomorrow, but wanted to get a head start. We just got the page up, and we would love for you to check that out, toddstearns.com, and go to the Pray for Ukraine tab. Well, we were telling you earlier in the program about a terrific family-friendly movie that's in theaters tonight. It premiered last night. Tonight, it's a Fathom event, and the movie comes to us from our great friends at Liberty University. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, and we're honored to have the film's director, Michael Seibel, with us. The name of the movie, The Mulligan, A Parable of Second Chances. Michael, what an honor to have you with us today.
It's great to be with you, Todd.
Michael, first, I'm curious to know what it was like working with Liberty University on this great project.
Well, I mean, when I was presented with the concept of doing a professional motion picture, but with students on the crew, I was a little taken aback, but the movie I did just before this one, I had about 4 to 6, somewhere in there, trainees from actually advanced seniors in high school. And they, within a day or two, really picked up the pace and were, you know, doing their functions. So knowing that Liberty really does a great job training students and preparing them for the movie business, I did not have a big fear going in. However, they told me that halfway through the movie, everybody's going to flip and take up a new position. That gave me pause as well. But Liberty came through flying colors, as they say.
Well, tell us about the film, The Mulligan, A Parable of Second Chances.
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful allegory crafted by a former professional golfer, Wally Armstrong, and Ken Blanchard, who wrote the best-selling books, The One-Minute Manager. And these guys have the ability of taking a simple concept and expanding it a little bit, making it very understandable. And I liked the idea of the mulligan because in golf, you know, when you're playing with your friends, that is, and you hit a really terrible shot, which I'm probably going to do in about 15 minutes after this interview, you know, your friends might say to you, "Well, take a mulligan, which just have a do-over, do a second chance." And the film follows the life of an executive who's successful in everything but life itself, and he definitely needs a do-over in his life. And it's a faith-based film. It's inspirational, and it's about. It's allegorical to, I think, almost everybody's life at one point or another.
So I'm kind of excited to see that Pat Boone is a part of the project. That must have been pretty cool.
Unbelievable. I mean, with the book and then the script call for an old pro, somebody who's clearly old, which is rarely a requirement in Hollywood, and somebody who's knows their way around the golf course, but somebody who's also spiritually aware and attuned in their Christian faith. And when it came time to cast this role, my producer said, "What do you think about Pat?" And you know, as a kid, I saw Journey to the Center of the Earth with Pat Boone, which was done in 1959. And, of course, the famous Cross the Switchblade movie in the early 70s, I believe. And so but Pat was just absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, he's just, you know, he steals the show, as they say. And I told my assistant director, you know, he's up in his 80s. Let's high 80s. Let's just give him a couple of pages of dialogue every other day. Well, now Pat was a trooper. He did up to 6 pages of dialogue a day. He was flawless in his delivery, and it just amazing. I'm not going to give away the movie, but something tells me he's not going to be in the sequel.
Tanya Christensen, Eric Close, Sharman Lee, among some of the stars, and also you've got some great golfers and broadcasters. I understand there's a special appearance by Jim Nantz and PGA champ Tom Lehman.
Yeah, we really there's a sequence at the very beginning, and I wanted to make it look as real as possible. As golf on TV these days is covered so well with, you know, like 50 cameras and drones and all of that. And, you know, we wanted to have that absolute stamp of authenticity. So we went after Jim Nantz, who is the voice of the Masters. He's the voice of the NBA Finals and, you know, even does some football broadcasting. And Jim was a very good friend of our star, Eric Close. And so we had to go through all the channels and make sure that CBS approved of it and Jim approved of it and managers, and nothing was in conflict. But when Jim Nantz shows up, you get him 100%. He's the most sincere, incredible man to work with, and totally involved. And so that was an incredible blessing. The book originally had Davis Love the Third as a golf pro, and Davis was not available. He was working on keeping his tour card alive, and if you're into the world of golf, you know what that means. And so we went after Tom Lehman, and Tom said, "I can give you one day." And when you see the movie, you're going to say, "I can't believe you got all that in one day." And it was just, and it was raining that day too. So we went indoors, went outdoors, went indoors. And so Tom Lehman is just adds that perfect, another bit of authenticity to a movie that has golf as its background. I wouldn't call it a sports film per se, but, and women seem to really respond positively to the message as well. So I think we checked a lot of boxes in our casting. Tanya Christensen, you mentioned her. Sharman Lee, just great, great performers who brought their A game to the film.
And I know we have a lot of listeners in the North Georgia area, the North Georgia Mountains, home to a lot of golf courses. And you guys actually did some filming, I believe, in Toccoa, Georgia.
Yeah, Toccoa is a town that I'd never been to before. I'd never even heard of it. And it's kind of on the small side. In fact, to say this, they don't even have a Chick-fil-A, you know. So the town welcomed us. They were patient. The Chamber of Commerce there, Julie Payson there, and others really gave us rolled out the welcome mat. And there's a golf course up there called the Currahee Club, which is developed, I think, originally from some Atlanta Braves and maybe Falcons and some other people. And it's just an enclave, a beautiful golf course carved out of the same area where the Band of Brothers trained for World War II. It's hilly, it's a lot of elevation, and it's groomed, it's beautiful, and they welcomed us with open arms to make our movie, as did the members of their community there.
Well, Michael, we're going to have to leave it there. Congratulations on this great film. I'm looking forward to seeing it tonight here in Memphis, Tennessee. And I know folks all over America will have the opportunity. By the way, folks, you go to our live show blog, click on the link, and it'll show you where the film is playing in your area code, or your zip code, rather, so you can check that out. But, Michael, we'd love to get you back one of these days and enjoy the great film.
Anytime, Todd, you have my number. And, yeah, it's a special event, so it's tonight only before it goes to other digital media and streaming.
All right. Michael Seibel, ladies and gentlemen, director of The Mulligan. It's a parable for second chances, a great family-friendly movie. Liberty University students in the film department worked on this project, and you're going to want to check this one out. It is a great, great film. We saw the trailer, and it's pretty spectacular. All right, we've got to take a break here. Don't forget, ToddStarnes.com. Go to the store page, and at the very top, you'll see it in gray, Pray for Ukraine shirts. All of the proceeds are going to go to help the Ukrainians as they fight for their freedom. And we're really hoping to raise several thousand dollars for the Ukrainians. And we're going to tell you more about that. We're going to get Dalton Glasscock on the show tomorrow. And he'll be able to tell us about what he saw out there and why he is so involved in this effort to help the Ukrainians. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, so we're going to be getting shirts for the entire crew here, as my understanding. Pray for Ukraine. And Grace, I know there's a big road race or something Friday, and we're all supposed to be participating. Can we get one for Merlot?
Oh yeah, she can wear a bandana form.
Oh, that'll be nice. I'm not
sure
they.
She might get kind of tripped up on, you know.
Possibly. All right. Well, so again, ToddStarnes.com, the store. If you'd like to get a Pray for Ukraine shirt, all of the proceeds, all of them. We're helping out conservative young people as they buy gear, equipment to fight the Russians, and we're just trying to do our part here on the program. Hey, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Bob in Georgia. Lots of Georgia callers today. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, I got a question. Can people get a one-way ticket to Mexico, cross the border, identify as illegal aliens, and get the same benefits?
Yeah, I don't think so, Bob. I don't think that's how it works down there.
Well, I was just wondering, well, you know, that Hunter Biden benefits is too scary for me to try, but, you know, I figured, you know, why do the illegal aliens get all them benefits and we don't?
This is true, Bob, and as we heard from the sheriff from the border town earlier in the program, it's they're bracing for the worst. I mean, the idea, Bob, that you've got deputy sheriffs and they're literally going to be stopping an invasion of our country in riot gear. That's a pretty shocking scene there.
Huh? Well, could they put a shooting range down there by the border and help?
Well, you know, I mean, it is wide open spaces. I mean, that would be, Bob, I like the way you think. God bless you, sir, and thanks for listening to us over on WDUN. No, I mean, Bob's got a point there. This story from Oklahoma, the families of Oklahoma middle schoolers are alarmed their daughters are sharing bathrooms with a biologically male transgender student. Multiple family members in Oklahoma's Stillwater area public schools spoke out against the district enforcing the Biden administration's policies allowing transgender students to use bathrooms corresponding to the genders they identify with. A spokesperson for the Oklahoma superintendent, a former Republican who became a Democrat, recently told the school district that the legal precedent has addressed the need for equal access. Riley Flack, this is from Fox News. Riley Flack, a father of three daughters whose eldest is a student at Stillwater Middle School, told Fox News that a lot of people like to make it a different issue than it is and make it a bigger subject. But the issue is that there is a boy that is being allowed in his daughter's public school bathroom. And that's the issue. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what sort of issues might come of a certain policy like this. And fair enough. I mean, but again, This is where we are, folks. The left, they look at this guy's biological daughter and they see a transphobic person. You see, the left, they truly believe that there should not be gender, that we should be a gender-neutral society, that there really should be no such thing as gay or straight. And that's why, and by the way, that's why the gays and the lesbians really don't like to pal around with the trans folks, because they get it. They understand where all of this is going. So I hate it for the good people there in Oklahoma, but to the point we've been raising on this program for a very long time now, this kind of thing is now happening in red states. I mean, you talk about red, Oklahoma is the reddest state in America. Every single county, two election cycles in a row, you guys voted for Donald Trump. So it's a problem down there, and I hate it for you guys, but until you get in there and replace your school boards and replace your state superintendents, it's going to be that way. You know, Thomas Massie, our buddy from the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the congressman, has introduced or wants to introduce legislation that would abolish the Department of Education. I say that it is long past time for that to happen. That's the major disappointment I had about Donald Trump, is that he did not get rid of the Department of Education. It's unfortunate. Oh, Joy Reid, by the way, is weighing in on Tucker Carlson's tanning methods, if you will. Cut number three.
Okay, this trip into Tuckum's dreamscape is absurd. I mean, testicle tanning, which supposedly raises testosterone levels in men, presumably not FDA approved, was absolutely a popular search term today. And we can make jokes about Tuckum's because, I mean, come on, and laugh at him on Twitter. But the message here is far more nefarious. It's about the so-called decline in masculinity and the rise of the left. And it's a message that resonates deeply with Tuckum's Gen X to elderly white male evangelical audience. The formerly bow-tied Dancing with the Stars contestant's hyper-masculinity flex is some pretty blatant fascist posturing. The decline of real men is code for conservative white men who need laser beams to make white babies. And if that all falls apart, that spooky old great replacement theory is bound to succeed. What's scarier is what the rhetoric translates into. From book banning to abortion bans and laws that regulate procreation in women's bodies. And what is now an obsession with the false notion that scary liberal saboteurs are going to turn your kids, meaning your sons, trans. That fascist posturing has led to fascist tendencies on the American right that worship tough guy, well, fake tough guy, Trump, who even as a ghostly presence can still reign as a party boss as he recreates New York's Tammany Hall at Mar-a-Lago.
I didn't realize they were making laser babies, laser weapons. They were making white babies with laser weapons. That sounds like an Austin Powers plot. All right, the great Mary Walter is on the Patriot Mobile newsline, and has the nor'easter gone, or is it still there? Are you alive?
Well, we get nor'easters quite often. Last night's was a little bit of a blow, as they like to say, and we had to break out the Tupperware and everything and run around the house looking for the leaks at 1:30 in the morning. So,
Mary,
the contractor's on his way over today.
I was trying to explain to our folks here in Memphis. They didn't know what a nor'easter was, and I basically said it was a hurricane with snow-ish.
No. It doesn't always have snow. It's just that there's times of year when you get more of them. You can get a nor'easter in the summer, too.
Oh.
It's just that it's I guess, mostly along the coast in the mid-Atlantic, north mid-Atlantic and New England states. And it's really heavy buckets of rain and really heavy onshore winds from the northeast. And a lot of times it is cold. So last night it was cold and rainy and buckets. So we had over an inch of rain and I don't know how long. But I'll tell you what, I'll take that as opposed to your tornadoes. So I'll take what I have.
Yeah, that's sort of weird. And we're really getting hammered by the tornadoes down here this year. I don't know what the for some reason it's a pretty active spring.
Yeah, I know.
But when those sirens go off, you're like, oh boy, there we go again. So, but we've been pretty fortunate. I will say this, Mary, you haven't lived until you've experienced softball sized hail. Now that's quite the day.
Yeah, see, I won't take that either. At least I know days in advance that there's a nor'easter coming. I know there's a hurricane coming, and I know that there's a blizzard coming. That stuff, there's no warning. So I'll take bad weather with warning.
So, look, the big story yesterday and really into today, the airlines, they're lifting their mask mandates. People, I have never seen people so happy and jubilant. It's like the end of World War II.
Well, it depends on which side you're on, doesn't it?
Well, let me put our side is pretty happy. The other yes. side, not so much.
So I was just on a plane 7 weeks ago, and they were still doing the over the nose thing. And you're just like, oh, God. And everybody was miserable. Flying is a miserable, miserable experience to begin with. I tell my husband all the time, it's an MRI machine with wings, and there's other people in the machine with me. You know, it's awful. And they won't serve you alcohol, which I understand why, because people have lost their minds. Maybe this will help people calm down. Wearing a mask is really hard. For most of us, it's a miserable experience. We know because of the air filtration systems on planes that you are less likely to contract something on a plane because of the way the air is filtered through the plane. But so I went over to MSNBC to see how they were reacting this morning. And it's so interesting to see. They were suggesting that, you know, if you maybe feel vulnerable or you have some kind of, you know, a medical condition, you should bring masks with you the next time you fly and ask the people around you to wear them. And I thought, well, because that's not going to get somebody punched. That's a great idea. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, this Breitbart says that Joe Biden was photographed walking on board Air Force One wearing a mask today.
Well, Joe Biden probably doesn't know that the rule has changed. His caretaker, mommy, told him to put the mask on, and so he did. Listen, I'm a big fan. You do you. You want to wear the mask outside? Wear the mask outside. You want to wear it on the plane? Knock yourself out. I, however, will take my chances, and that's what this should have been from the beginning.
Did you catch the weird Easter egg roll thing yesterday? That was just it was crazy. I thought I was watching a Seinfeld episode.
You know, I tried to be generous. I tried to be fair, but it's just so obvious he's not supposed to be talking to the public without a script, without a teleprompter. And I understand why, because he just says things that he goes wildly off script. And we just saw him give a speech, I think that was in North Carolina, and he turned to his right with his hand out extended to shake hands with a person who wasn't there.
Nobody there.
And then it dawned on him, and he just turned around just like wandering aimlessly. And it's sad. And I say this all the time. My grandfather had dementia. I see a lot of the same looks. I see a lot of the same behavior from Joe Biden. And I don't say that to be mean or funny. I think it's scary. This man is our president, and it's not right.
No, it's not right. And it reminds me, it's Jill Biden, and I think she may be the bad guy here. Kind of like Woodrow Wilson's wife, who was the de facto president when he had that stroke back in the day.
Well, she is a doctor, so I guess we should trust her.
You know, here's the thing, though. If I'm Zelensky over in Ukraine, he's been begging Biden to come over. You know, he's like, oh, you got to come here like Boris Johnson did. I think he's better off sending the Easter Bunny.
Listen, Zelensky's a very smart man. He has defied the odds. I think he is a leader. He is a leader. He's smart. You know, he's saying, oh, Joe Biden's such a great leader. The whole world knows the charade that is being played out right now in Washington, D.C. No one thinks anything different. This is why Putin, in my humble opinion, attacked the Ukraine when he did. He wouldn't dare do it under Donald Trump. He knew he could do it under Joe Biden. So we all know that the president is incapable. And so Zelensky, I think, is just trying to pump Joe Biden up, like, oh, he's a great leader, and saying those things. Oh, come over here, Joe. We need you. We need your leadership. We need you to be a face for the world, because he wants something from him. You know, this is like a man telling a woman on a date, I had a great time, I'll call you. It's the same thing. We all know what the outcome's going to be.
That's a great point. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Mary Walter. Mary, you know, the other big story, we're looking at the looming end of Title 42. One border sheriff says, hey, look, we're going to have our deputies on the border, shoulder to shoulder, wearing riot gear, and that may be the only thing between us and being completely overrun. I mean, it's hard to imagine that we are facing, to some extent, what the Ukrainians have been facing with the invasion of their country.
Yes, but these people are here for a better life, and it's all women and children. There's no gang members. There's no terrorists. It's all good people who come here and want to become a part of the fabric of America. Come on, Todd, didn't you get the talking points? This is what I think, what is happening on the border should be cause in 22 at the midterms when the Republicans take over. Knock on wood that they don't somehow manage to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory yet again. But should they not screw it up and they actually take control, they should all be asked. They should start being asked now, when you take control, will you impeach Joe Biden for a dereliction of duty, for endangering the lives of Americans, for not protecting this country, not upholding your presidential oath? Period. End of story. We have grounds to impeach him based on that alone. He's not enforcing the laws of this country. He's making laws. He's usurping the power of Congress. And he's not upholding his presidential oath. This is simple. This should be a slam dunk for the Republicans. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of faith in them, but I want every interviewer, conservative, to hold their feet to the fire and ask every single one of them, will you do that? Because I think it's a great question, and I think it's something that needs to be done if this happens.
You see, this is fascinating. And the Democrats, to your point, they understand. They're not stupid. They know where all of this is going. And that's why you've got even Democrats now jumping ship on Title 42. Washington Examiner says they've got a list of at least 9 Democrats who are opposing the end of the policy, including Raphael Warnock, who's the de facto communist from Georgia.
Well, is Raphael Warnock up for re-election by any chance?
There you go.
And that's what this is about. And this is where Republicans, Democrats, you're so right. They know what's going on. They plan ahead. They play the long game. Republicans don't. Republicans need to play the long game here. These guys want to get reelected. And once they're reelected, you're going to watch Title 42 go down. Once they get reelected, they're just playing both sides of the fence right now strictly to maintain power. They play the power game very, very well.
No, they do. I'm curious your take on J.D. Vance. Yeah, you know, this guy getting Trump's nod. Trump has endorsed him, even though was a longtime Never Trumper. And now they came out with that leaked text message, or the what his ex-roommate or college friend leaked the text message where he likened Trump to America's Hitler. You think he's turned the leaf? He's been born again?
No, listen, I think the Never Trumpers, especially if you were a Never Trumper when we were having, you know, record employment and wages were going up for the first time for the middle class and gas was $1.76 a gallon, and you were a Never Trumper then. I don't know. Maybe he's had a come to Jesus moment. Maybe there's been an epiphany when he sees what's happening now and he's like, okay, I was wrong. I like to give that to people. I think you have the right to change your mind. I think it's if you can be humble and say, I was wrong, then okay, I'll give that to you. But when it comes to politicians, I don't trust any of them as far as I can throw them. So
it's hard
to tell.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Mary, we got to wrap it up here. I'm glad you survived the nor'easter. We were kind of worried about you there.
Thank you. We survived several years, so I'm okay.
All right. We need to do a welfare check on Harry Hurley just north of you.
I think we got it worse than they did, so I think we're okay. I think he's all right.
All right. Mary, always good hearing from you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Mary Walter, everybody. Great American patriot, great radio broadcaster, and we'll get Mary back on soon. Hey, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Folks, got to tell you, with the economy in the toilet, you need to be paying very close attention to what's happening with your stocks and with your retirement funds. Gas prices insane, stock market volatile, inflation worse than it was last year. And then you throw in the possible war with Russia or China or Iran, and it could get really ugly out there. But the good news is you do have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold actually provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Now, there's only one company I trust for investing in gold and silver. That's Legacy Precious Metals. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and your retirement. So give them a call today, Legacy Precious Metals. Be proactive while there is still time. Legacy Precious Metals, they've got an IRA expert standing by right now. Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903. That's 866-528-1903. You can also download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. And during the break, a great time to get over to the website, check out our Pray for Ukraine shirts. We just got those up in the past hour or so, and we want you to be in on those. We have a limited number of the Pray for Ukraine shirts, but you're going to want one. It makes a great statement and a great way to support our friends over in Ukraine. ToddStarnes.com. Click on the store tab. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Ted Cruz is really fired up. He's not too happy with what Disney's been doing to all the children. Let's take a listen.
I think there are people who are misguided trying to drive, you know, Disney stepping in saying, you know, in every episode now they're going to have, you know, Mickey and Pluto going at it. Like, really?
Thank you for that image, Senator.
You know, but it's just like, come on, guys. Like these are kids, and you know, you could always shift to Cinemax if you want that. Like why do you have... It used to be... Look, I'm a dad. Like, you used to be able to put your kids on the Disney Channel and be like, all right, something innocuous will happen.
Well, he's not wrong. I remember that as a kid. You know, mom would be busy cooking dinner or something, and if it was raining outside, normally it's like, go outside in the summertime, Grace Baker. This is how we used to operate, at least in the southern states. But as after breakfast, mom was like, go outside. I'll see you at supper time.
Wow.
Or lunch.
Well, if school was out, you know, we'd have our chores we had to do, but then I would be outside a lot of the day.
You know, go play, go, you know, hang out in the woods.
I had neighborhood friends.
Yeah, you go out and you enjoy life. But nowadays, the kids, they're so pale. All they do is they spend time in front of the TV screen, playing the video games, and on their smartphones.
No tanning going on.
Well, thankfully. I never thought I'd be happy see a pale America. But Ted Cruz is right. I mean, there used to be a time when you could rely on Disney for good family-friendly programming.
That's what I watched growing up.
Yeah, you didn't know the agenda, and it was just good old programs.
I know the biggest controversy in the Christian community was Wizards of Waverly Place, that it was like, it had like Harry Potter, like wizards.
Oh,
that was the biggest controversy ever dealt with. Everything else, there was nothing.
I never did. Look, I guess I get it. I don't, you know, the whole Harry Potter thing.
It's a obsession of many people.
It's a big thing.
I like it. I'm not like that, though.
No, I meant like people hate. I mean, you know, they're like, oh, my God, if your child watches Harry Potter, they're going to grow up to become, I don't know, a demon or something.
Oh, I know. That was a big deal back in the day.
That seems to be a bit of a stretch.
Just a bit.
Just a smidge.
You're going to get hate mail now.
I watched the Batman movie last night.
You did?
I did.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I
know
long.
There was what?
It's long.
It is long, but it's good. I know there was the one woke line from the chick, but otherwise,
yeah,
had no problems.
No, I fell asleep a couple of times in the movie.
Sorry.
So
I'm Robert Pattinson fangirl.
Maybe that's it. I'm just like, that guy does not look like a Batman to me.
Oh, I thought he was great. But I'm biased.
Okay.
I will say he's the lamest vampire to ever exist because it took him over a decade to turn into a bat.
Was he a vampire? Oh, I get what you did there. But he was a vampire. What was that?
Twilight.
The Twilight Zone or something?
No.
It was just Twilight.
Twilight Saga.
I see. All right. There you go. You were allowed to watch that, huh?
At a certain, when I was a teenager.
Oh, well.
And I read the books.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So now Ron DeSantis is jumping back into all this. You know, Disney actually has the authority to create their own town. So they are their own self-generating government.
Oh, can you imagine? They tried to do a town way back, and it didn't go so well.
So now the governor says, you know what? That's it. Yeah, we're done. You're not going to get that anymore. And it's like 54, 55 years. It's called the Reedy Creek Improvement Act. And they were basically allowed to create their own self-sustaining government.
Wow.
And the governor says, no, yeah, we're going to take that away from you. We're going to take away all your special government privileges that we do not offer to anybody else.
That's crazy.
I think it is a legitimate thing.
It is.
And just like Facebook and all the social media pages, if you are not going, you know, if you advertise yourself as a free speech platform and you are not a free speech platform, take away every government privilege you got.
Agreed.
Very simple. I just don't know why this is so difficult for our lawmakers. And I keep blaming the Republicans only because they know better.
They do.
And they had the opportunity to do something about it back when Paul Ryan was leading the Republicans as Speaker of the House and Mitch McConnell controlled the Senate.
And now they want us to elect them again so they can do nothing.
They had an opportunity. Well, that's it.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize, Grace. That's it.
It feels that way.
You know, we're not a part. Look, our radio program is not controlled by either political party. So we've got everybody mad at us given whatever time of day it is.
That's true.
But that's okay, because, right is right, wrong is wrong. So shame on you, Disney, and Senator Cruz, wow, the guy has a way with words. I believe that was at the YAF conference. They did a YAF speaking thing on campus, and Michael Knowles is the co-host there. There you go. All right, folks, got to wrap it up here. Don't forget, get yourself a Pray for Ukraine t-shirt over at toddstearns.com in the store. Newsletter coming out in about 10 minutes or so. You can sign up for your free copy there. Also, you can download our podcast, all 3 hours of the show. So if you can't listen at work, you can go back and listen at your leisure. Folks, get out there. Have a great day. Be good, America.